Hello, today is Friday, July 6th, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the June 2007 U.S. employment situation. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate remained unchanged in June at 4.5%. That unemployment rate was the result of unemployment rising by 114,000 with a civilian labor force that grew to just over 153 million with more than 146 million of them employed. About 79 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported overall job growth of 132,000. The goods-producing sector's total loss of 3,000 jobs in June was due to, come on, you probably know this without listening any further, a drop in manufacturing employment. Manufacturing jobs continued to evaporate with a loss of 18,000 last month. Hardest hit were durable goods, which was down 13,000, which includes a 4,100 job loss in computer and electronic products. The construction sector put together 12,000 more jobs in June, with job growth in non-residential building almost three times as great as in residential building. Natural resources and mining continued to bring jobs out into the economy with a 3,000 job gain. Once again, it was the service-providing sector to the rescue, with 135,000 job gain in June, which was considerably off the pace of May's increase of 199,000 jobs. The retail trade sector processed some major returns in June, with a 24,200 job loss. Professional and business services also stumbled a bit, with discharging 9,000 jobs last month. It was dragged down by the 18,800 loss in administrative and support services. One of the more notable subsector gains was in accounting and bookkeeping services that managed to count 5,000 more jobs, while computer system design and related services were only able to compute 600 more jobs. One gainer was education and health services with 59,000 new jobs, with nearly 30,000 of those new jobs in health services. Consistent with recent trends, hospitals checked in 13,600 more workers and home health care services added 5,300 jobs. Leisure and hospitality brought 39,000 new jobs to the June job buffet. Government jobs were up 40,000 due to state governments adding 19,000 jobs and local government employment bringing in 22,000 new jobs, while federal employers sent 1,000 jobs home. For those of you in the staffing industry, it continued to stumble. Temporary help services employment continued to shrink with a 7,900 job loss in June to settle at 2,594,000. That's seasonally adjusted. For June, temporary help employment was down by 0.3% from the previous month and down 1.6% from June 2006. Temporary help services employment continued to lose incremental market share of overall jobs in June to 1.88%, which is where it was about 2 years ago. This was a relatively positive employment report, but mixed, since not all sectors and subsectors saw growth last month. One private sector employment report, which was consistent, albeit a bit more optimistic than the official BLS data, shows that 60% of the job growth occurred at small companies, that's 1 to 49 employees, and 40% of the job growth at medium-sized companies, that's 50 to 499 employees, with a small job loss at large companies. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.